Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Sebastian Dello, and here is what he's got to say. Hi Sane Man, and gracias for the response. I noticed lately you're delving more into human psychology, and how and why folks do things. Regarding you having Asperger's syndrome, no, I ain't buying it. I believe everyone is on the spectrum, period. Social awkwardness is the default for men. Imagine a social nerd 17-year-old girl at the high school dance. She's uncomfortable in a dress, makeup, and high heels, but she's damn cute. Guys approach and take her to the dance floor, and she runs home at midnight and loses a slipper. But the awkward guys are holding up the wall, sipping from a bottle of vodka and hoping a fight breaks out, cause that's how they feel more comfortable. Who is better suited for the dating markets? I believe modern life is denying young men socially acclimatizing interactions. And where are the gender-positive role models? So, no, it isn't you, it's this feminized society. Well, Sebastian Dello, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I can understand why you might think that Asperger's or the autistic spectrum isn't real. Most men's social IQ is 70. They don't understand most of women's social cues unless we consciously learn to pick them up, which is the definition of being on the spectrum, not getting ordinary social messages. While most guys are clueless when it comes to women, with regards to their friends and other parts of life, they aren't. I'm not built like most men, though. I can't really make eye contact easily with complete strangers. But individuals I do know I can make eye contact with, and it's rather easy. In the past, my ancestors probably never had to deal with this because they would only interact with 200 or 300 people their entire lives. So seeing someone new that they weren't familiar with was a potentially dangerous thing to do. With regards to evolution, looking down and not making direct eye contact, which could be seen as a threat, also means you're not actually showing any aggression. You're submitting to the other person and therefore you're a lot less likely to fight them. My social issues could also be because of a decade worth of bullying while I was younger. I understand that looking someone in the eye doesn't mean we're going to fight each other. I understand all of this. Yet at the same time, I can't help but feel that way and I'm socially awkward. This is the way my father and grandmother were as well. Those are genetic behavioral characteristics, and if people want to label them as being on the spectrum, then so be it. Being around people gives me anxiety, even when around family members and friends. I prefer interacting with computers because there's a lot less information being conveyed, so my mind isn't overanalyzing everything, to the point of analysis paralysis. If I have to interact directly with humans, it's usually very emotionally draining, because I have to consciously think through every interaction. I know a lot of guys that don't feel this way, and they are extroverted. Also, most guys prefer to vary up their routines. My day is almost the same every day. Once things change in the slightest, it gives me anxiety. I can't live with anyone, including a pet, because it gives me horrible anxiety. And when that happens, it elevates my cortisol and aggravates my skin issues. Even my grandmother preferred social isolation, and most women still need someone to nag and drive crazy. My personality fits in perfectly with the way many people describe being on the spectrum. My lack of body language and non-understanding social cues triggers the uncanny valley-like effect in many people. Trust me, Sebastian, most men are not like that when I interact with them. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Not Every Man is Autistic Clown World Show. Sebastian, I was recently watching a video about how through most of history, guys never had to do the cold approach on women. That it's a relatively new phenomenon to hit on women and get rejected. When you only had a social circle of a couple hundred people, you knew everyone. And not only that, but your parents would match you with their friend's offspring in your tiny village. But when you're on the spectrum, even when I was a kid and only knew a couple hundred people in my life through family or school, I was still awkward around them. The whole tribe rejected me except my immediate family. Also back then, women definitely didn't need to approach guys with a family introduction. It was a marriage of convenience and they had no other choice. It also wasn't exactly socially acceptable to be the town bicycle back then. Today, the females just hover around you waiting for you to build up the courage to ask them out if they're actually interested in you. This might also explain why in many cultures with arranged marriages, the men are more likely to be cowards, because their ancestors never had to go up to women and embarrass themselves over and over again until the woman said yes. And said the best thing guys could ever do is work on themselves and wait for women to arrive. It's like that old line. Men going their own way don't have to recruit. We just wait for men to arrive. The closest women come to asking us out is hanging around and making themselves available for you to make a move. Sebastian and I agree that in today's digital age, a lot of young guys don't get the same opportunities to fit in socially like past generations, especially those where their parents would play matchmaker for them. But back then you didn't need social skills. Growing up, I wish I had someone to tell me that women pick you. If you aren't getting any women interested in you, or the quality of them is rather low, then you need to work on yourself more until you eventually become a juicy enough target for them to just hang around you. I had tons of women that were interested hanging around, but my social IQ back in my teens was probably 60, so I had no idea what it meant. In the past, neither men nor women needed to ask each other out because everything was prearranged. The anxiety was non-existent. But that's certainly not always great because as a guy, you could find yourself saddled down with a woman that was a Broomhilda. But on the bright side, even the types of women that would go out and become feminists in today's modern world would get a husband. And odds are that they would vote for the right alongside that husband. It's not so much that all women vote for Democrats. It's mostly the unmarried ones. That's why even the right is against men going their own way these days. Because it means less votes for them. Meanwhile, the left is against men going their own way because we don't actually produce as much resources for the left to plunder. And we're more likely to leave society with our capital because we aren't tied to a wife. Both sides demand that we give up our sovereignty and that we're not single. But the left wants us to be single and not single at the same time. If we're single, then more women will be single and therefore vote more for Big Daddy government through the left. Yet simultaneously, they want us to simp out and work hard to keep the system up, while allowing women to put us in the friend zone and take advantage of us through divorce. What the left really doesn't want is the wealthy, good-looking men to walk away. They want the financial and sexual advantages of those men along with the friend zoning of men they don't actually want to be with. So when men go their own way, the women on the left lose it because their pet simps and marriageable golden tickets walk out the door. But the left also wants women to be single so they can vote for the left. So the ideal is for a woman to divorce a man with assets and then become a left-leaning single mother that chops off her son's weenie. Then she's creating another left-leaning voter. Actually, he won't be technically leaning to the left or the right after he loses his schwing-schwing. But if men don't get married, then how are they supposed to get divorce raped? They won't. Such men are financially free and can afford to flee from leftoid states instead of being in permanent tax serfs to their own countries. They want to use you up and wreck your life so you have no choice but to keep paying alimony, child support, and also supporting the state. The state doesn't want to take over the burden of welfare by supporting single mothers. They want men to do it instead. I know I'm rambling quite a bit through this video, but Sebastian, to bring it back to the idea that Asperger's exists, even if it doesn't, it's based on the truth of personality traits. I also think it's guys that are extreme introverts that are more likely to be labeled as that. The last thing I want to quickly discuss is about how Jordan Peterson has become unhinged recently. He's calling for an end of online anonymity, saying that it's being used by anonymous trolls to stir things up. And if they said the same things in real life that they say anonymously, people would hit them on the head. For me, online anonymity has been a godsend. A friend of mine recently told me that my life would be a disaster if I couldn't make money online or voice my opinions. For me, it's a necessity, and these days, content creation is becoming saturated because people want the freedom to work whenever and wherever they want. For me, it's always been the only way to make money talking without actually looking people in the face. Now Peterson wants to take that away from men that have a hard time socializing and take many of us out of the economy because we have a so-called doffle opinion. They're already doing it in Australia, forcing people to give their ID when using government websites. And prawn sites require ID in 10 US states, with many more to come. All in the name of protecting the children's. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Sebastian Delo for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that while growing up, many women wanted me to smash them, but I had no idea. bang the bell, and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the fat, unattractive women that have nothing to lose by asking you out away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.